Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stern, and I'm speaking with two superstars of the tango world. Ali is bringing to us and her Nomad Tango organization that's taken off with great, great steam. She's bringing us Miriam Larici and Leonardo Barrenuevo, and they're going to be dancing on March 15th at La Cumbre Plaza in the Arts Center there. And also to help us with this interview, Mike Cragen, who's the founder of the arts organization IDEA at La Cumbre Plaza, is here. And he's telling us that this is going to be, March 15th is going to be quite the evening, because he's having a singer from the older music group, The Platters. He's having State Street Ballet that's going to be dancing a painting. They're going to be painting as they dance with their feet. This I have to see. And then, of course, the stars of the show, we have Miriam and Leonardo dancing their beautiful tango. And Mike is telling us that it's quite the show, because he's laid down a floor. It starts early at 5 on March 15th and goes till 8. So you have a treat in front of you coming up soon next Friday. I had a question for Miriam and Leonardo, because they are teachers, they are choreographers for years and years. And my question to them was, you have a student, or you have an amateur, you have a novice, and you recognize talent. How do you recognize talent in tango? Miriam, let's start with you.
In tango, as soon as a person walks, I can tell if they are going to be a good tango dancers or not. Mostly it's through the personality. For me, it's the simplicity that the person has inside without elaborating much to express and to tell me that it's going to be a good work or not. I can tell right away when they hug and they connect. I also can tell if they're going to be good for tango, because the way they move together, one and the other. But mostly in any arts, we are always agreeing. Like,
yes.
The other day we went to see a flamenco show, and it was like 3 dancers and a singer and a guitar player. And we thought, okay, that is the best of them. That person is the best of the 4 of them. Is that one? That's the best. Somehow they were all good, but one is more like a highlight of a person. It's like shining.
And right before the show, he stood there, and we were waiting for him, for that person. It was just the energy. He didn't even dance, but we were waiting for him, because somehow we knew that that one was the one.
It's something on the personality, on the aura, on the energy that we connect right away, and we can tell that that is a good one, is the best one. Or it happened with our students also. Sometimes we have like 15 of them, and maybe they are experiencing dance, in any dance, not in tango, or not, somebody without any experience, but the way they walk and they start moving the first tango steps, we can tell he's going to be a good dancer, a good tango dancer. There is something on the move, something on the honesty of the expression. And for me, it's not when the person is not trying to elaborate too much, to make it too complicated. When they go simple and precise, I can tell this is a good tango dancer.
How about you, Leonardo? Especially when you're looking at a support, a male dancer, a supportive dancer. How do you envision?
I normally see it like, for example, the movement, the way he moves, not the technique. The way he moves has to be organic. It has to flow. Like I was telling you, like the music comes first, goes through the heart, and then to the body, and that's the way that I see it. If you feel something, if it goes through the heart, it'll flows and it'll feel organic. Or if you put too much technique, or this is the arm goes at this angle, the finger goes here, the line, it loses everything, all the essence. It loses the essence. So as soon as I normally said, when a couple embraces, a will embrace, and they take a side step to start dancing, you can tell right away the way they connect, they breathe together, the way the leader will hold the follower, that energy that they create, that you can tell right away that it'll work and is natural.
So I have a question for you. How do you know that you are ready for the stage? In other words, I'm thinking of an interview I heard on NPR where they're interviewing an actor, and the actor is saying, I think it was Gary Oldman. I think he said something about, I'm helped greatly by costume and makeup. When I am in character, then I know that I'm getting myself very ready when I have the complete package of the costume and the makeup and the character pulled together. So what about you two, Leonardo? How do you know, okay, it's showtime now? How do you know?
The butterflies in the stomach. I always say, you know, even if it's a very small show, even if there is very few people or there is a huge audience, I like having those butterflies, you know, in the stomach. And I was telling her, you know, the day if somebody loses, they will lose, sorry, somebody lose their butterflies on the stomach before the show, it's time to move on and do other things, because that's the thing of dancing. One, the adrenaline, the emotion, everything coming together before the show, that's the beauty of it, of the show, because you can dance at a milonga socially and you don't feel those butterflies. Of course, you enjoy the music, you enjoy the connection and the friends, but for the show, that adrenaline is something, is very important as an artist.
Yes. Miriam, you too?
Yes, I approach the stage a little more of getting rid of my self and get the angel of dance channel through me. I try to get rid of my mental thoughts and just feel and let my body be used by a spirit of dance. So I don't have to, I have just to channel whatever is going to happen.
I see. So what you're saying is that I'm a little confused in a way, because you're saying you channel yourself in the moment, but how do you think yourself through that? How do you mentally, so you say I want to give myself up to the dance, but at the same time, that's an effort mentally. How do you do that?
Actually, the less I think when I'm dancing on the stage is the better situation. Yeah. I try not to control the move by my mind, but let the moves happening through my body, like take over of the body. I know where to go. I know the musicality. We know the routine. But the less I'm thinking about it or anticipating the thought to the next move, it's flowing better. So I don't think and get into the character, letting be and not controlling the moment. Just opening myself, my body. Let the spirit of dance, we call it the spirit of dance, we call it angel of dance, use our bodies, use my body to express and to inspire people. We have a mission. When we dance, we have a mission. It's just inspiring people. It's giving love, receive love from them, exchange of love, exchange of inspiration, creation. So you have to be open, like in any art, you have to be open to art. So yeah, not controlling from the mind, more heart and energy.
Very interesting. Fantastic. Hey, Richard, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to quick break, and then I'd like for Mike to ask a couple of questions. He famously said during the break, when all great things are said, that he does not dance. And so I hear that he's not a dancer. So I want to know, he's okay, Richard, of course, is not a dancer either, but he's of the group here today, he is the non-dancer. And I'd like to hear a question or two from Mike when we get back from the break for our great artists, Miriam and Leonardo. And the show is coming on March the 15th to La Cumbre Plaza, to the Arts Center there that Mike has established years ago. And it's flourishing now. There are, I guess, 5 or 6 separate locations for art now down at La Cumbre Plaza.
About eight
now.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. And this show is going to be super interesting because he's got a singer from the Platters. He's got the State Street Ballet coming to paint with their feet. And he's got these great stars of the tango world, Miriam Larici and Leonardo Barrio and the Nuevo coming as well. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute.
Decir que jamás a otra mujer podré querer como a vos. La juventud no volverá nunca más, ni a la ambición podré decirle adiós. Qué tiempo aquel, hora fugaz que pasó, todo el valor de una pasión conocí.
Welcome back, it's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm talking with two of the major stars of the tango world. Ale has brought me Miriam Larici and Leonardo Barrio Nuevo. They will both be performing on March 15th at La Cumbre Center for the Arts, which is in the La Cumbre section of the mall there that Mike Cregan has kind of custom designed for the arts. And Mike was telling us that the evening is going to consist of song by a member of the older group, the Platters, you remember? Them, and also State Street Ballet is going to do something I've never heard of in all my years. They're going to be dancing a painting with their feet. They'll be painting a canvas as they dance a classical ballet. George Balanchine would never have seen it in his entire life. Mr. B would be freaking out. And it'll be very interesting. And then we have Miriam and Leonardo coming to dance for us. My question for both of them before we went to break, number one, I would like to know how both of them, because both of them have choreographed, how you choreograph for a show, for example, like So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars. Can we start with Miriam? How do you choreograph for such a show?
Well, we have very few hours. We have only 4 days to do the whole routine. They are mainly not tango dancers. They know all kind of dance, like ballet, jazz, contemporary, but they don't know tango. So we have to make them look like experienced tango dancers in a few hours. So mostly we get the routine in advance. We choreograph here in the house ourselves. When we get there to the dance floor, we already know what we want from them very much. So in 2 hours, we give them the steps first, technique, basic technique for tango, which is really hard for them. They are very amazing and very talented. But when they get together and they try to create one upper body and 4 legs coordinated, that's a main challenge that they have to get together and dance as one, because they are very used to do it by themselves. So after a few hours, they know the technically they know the step, but then we go to the second level, which is the emotion, to give them the passion, the feeling, to make them look like they've been dancing for a long time, and this is a romance moment, moving, dancing. We have 3 days. The day number 4 is already the show, so we are downstairs on the stage with lightings, cameras, and then at night is the competition. So in very few hours, really very, very few hours, they have to
master.
They have to absorb not only the technique for tango, but the emotion and the connection, the chemistry between both of them.
So what you said was really interesting, and I'd like to hear more about that. So it's 4 feet, 4 legs, and 1 body up above the waist. So can you explain that a little more, Miriam?
Yes, in tango, the most important is the embrace. You could do simple steps. You could walk. You could do more complicated figures, jumps. But you have to go back to the simple feeling of the embrace. So we really get importance in tango to get one upper body. So we are together hugging, and then coordinating the move. So it's like you put your heart together with your partner, you create one big heart, and from there we move out. We move the arms and we move the legs, feeling each other, getting into one bubble together, and the emotion that you get from the music transport to your rest of the body.
Leonardo, do you... I see you're shaking your head. Yes, you agree?
Yes, absolutely. That is very interesting. I mean, important what Miriam says is the emotion also comes from the music. The music, depending on the orchestra, the type of musicians that was playing, it brings different emotions, right? So the steps that you will have is like first starts with the music, then goes through the heart, and then goes to the legs. So it's not that something you try to mimic, or if first you have to feel it. And that's the most important thing in Argentine tango, and the hardest. Once you feel it and everything flows, because the music moves you, somehow moves you. So that's the most important thing, feeling the motion of the tango.
So can I ask you, how do you, so now this is another question, and then I want to get to the talent part of our question. But so when you two started to dance together, how did you know that the synergy was going to happen?
Normally, I mean, we knew each other, and I knew her. She was a big star. She is a big star from different shows, and also she saw the show when I was here in Forever Tango. So we knew each other, not in person, but we knew how the style of dancing was. So you kind of tell that you, if you're going to match or not. But it was very funny because we were here ready to work, and then she had all the plans. She hired me to work with her. I was in Argentina. She contacted me first, come to work with her, and it was very funny because we were about to rehearse, and we said, oh, we have all this plan of work, like festival workshops, shows, TV shows coming up, and we didn't even embrace for the first time. So we said, okay, let's connect, let's start dancing, and we felt right away, you know, the chemistry.
We felt the chemistry. We right felt away. Not only technique, but hanging together and walking together, we felt, okay, this is going to work. We have chemistry.
Yep, definitely.
That's amazing. That's quite amazing. So you were already working and you hadn't really danced together at all. So you already were laying out the plans, and the engine was running, put it that way. The engine was running. And perfect. You had no idea that this was going to come together, like Miriam was saying, to create that one bubble, that one heart together, and boom, it happened very quickly. Do you remember what you were dancing to when you realized that?
Actually, we started...
We were improvising. Some songs, random songs, and then we were improvising, not even a routine. Then the first routine, it was Oblivion.
Oblivion
is a kind of classic tango, more for stage.
Very romantic.
Very romantic and very slow, so it requires more control of your body. And then I felt, oh, he's strong. He does a very nice hug. he content, he's like protecting me when I dance. I felt protection, I felt safe, I felt I can relax, express. I felt it was no competition between our bodies or our energies. It was accumulative energy. We were creating a larger energy.
I understand that it's clear. When I was watching some of the performances that you did on YouTube, it's very clear. It's very clear. So, Richard, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to quick break, and then I want to hear Miriam and Leonardo's take on how they recognize talent. That I'm really interested in. I had, you know, my world is more the visual arts now. And I had this, I put this question to a very well-known professor of art who also is a painter here in Santa Barbara. I said, you know, you teach oil painting. Michael, how do you recognize with your students? He's been teaching 45 years. How do you recognize talent? And of course, he's a painter. And Richard will remember this. This is a famous quote that I've used so many times, but I heard it first with Michael. He said, I recognize talent in an artist right before they start to paint the, this is a metaphor, right before they start to paint the brown potato in the sky. What that means is when you are painting, you can overpaint and the oil paint mixes together and turns brown. And so his metaphor meant he can recognize talent because it knows when to stop. It knows when to stop. And so it's very interesting. I thought that's a meant. But now I want, when we go to quick break after that, I want to hear what Miriam and Leonardo, what they look for in talent. Okay, Richard, let's go to quick break.
Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And, you know, I have a great friend on the air today, Alejandra Folagaro, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her project. But I just have to introduce her first. Alejandra was born in Argentina, and she's in Santa Barbara now. She's a promoter and organizer of Argentine Tango. And, you know, this has been a project since before the pandemic that Ali has been involved in and spearheading, and it has grown, and it is so interesting how the trajectory has happened. And she has brought to Santa Barbara, the tiny little place, Santa Barbara, she brought the stars of the Argentine Tango world. And today we're going to talk to two of those stars along with Ali. And I have to just say, I'm so impressed with what Ali brings to us. And I'm just doubly impressed because I had the whole evening last night looking at these gorgeous dancers. I have Miriam Larici and Leonardo Barrio Nuevo with us. And they are international stars, just to tell you a little bit. It's Fox and BBC, So You Think You Can Dance. They've been the tango choreographers there since 2009. NBC Superstars of Dance Champions 2009. ABC's Dancing with the Stars choreographers from 2011 to 2023. NBC America's Got Talent guest performers. Univision Latin Grammy Awards guest performers. Stars at Chase Bank's TV commercial for 2 years. Co-stars at ABC's TV series, The Catch. Broadway hit Forever Tango Stars. Wow. Tony Award for Best Choreography. Miriam's Tony Award. Amazing. And Miriam is the iconic image of the Broadway and London hit Forever Tango. She's also danced in a lot of musicals. She's been in 42nd Street, Me and My Gal, Mambo Kings, etc. Leonardo was featured in the stage production Forever Tango. And they both have performed tango all over the world. They've opened a studio, which they sold recently in the LA area. So they actually are here in the States for part of their performing life. They are in countless tango festivals all over the world. I was looking at the list and I just thought, well, I can't list them all, but I can only say that they are major stars of the tango world. Just a little bit about Ale. Ale has, I guess, dedicated herself to bringing tango to Santa Barbara, and she designs and promotes many, many wonderful things like a Monday practice night, milongas, which are like get-togethers where people dance, and anybody can dance. If you look at the website, you'll see all ages, you'll see all capabilities. I remember Ali had an operation on her foot not too long ago, and she was out there dancing. You know, she has brought to us some scholars of the dance. Pablo Aslan, for example, I had the great good fortune to interview him a number of times, who brought an archive of tango material to UCSB and is a major scholar, the scholar of historic tango. You know, amazing people she's brought to us. And she has, oh gosh, Fernando Guia's been on the show. Winnie Chung's been on the show. I think there's been some really eye-opening things that I've experienced with Ali's Nomad Tango, for example. I didn't know that tango had like a gritty new age kind of punky thing going on top of the classics. And she brought me a group. Was it
Cachivache? Cachivache.
Yes, Cachivache. They brought me this group and they were so hip. It blew me away. I always thought, you know, tango is like you've got the suit on and the gorgeous dress and this sort of. No, they were gritty and interesting and hard. Yes. And yeah, just really interesting. Ali is a mathematician. She has her PhD in math, and she's actually a consultant, financial consultant. But she believes in getting people together and dancing. I mean, that's the bottom line. She really believes in that. And she's brought all of that to Santa Barbara. And I have the great opportunity of talking with these two wonderful stars today, Miriam and Leonardo, because of Ali. And I just want to say that we have this event that's coming up Friday, March 15th in La Cumbre Plaza. And to help us talk about this, Mike Cregan is here, who is the mastermind behind the Spaces for Art in La Cumbre Plaza. And he's sponsoring the event. Also, Ali mentioned to me, why don't we just do a little preview? Because April 18th, Noches de Tango at Buena Onda is coming to us, some wonderful musicians. We have Los Tangueros del Oeste, and we have Charles Gorzinski Tango Quartet is coming. And Ali suggested that perhaps I do a little bit of music in and out of our segment today with these two groups. And here again, Ali, I was binging on Sasha's movie.
Sasha, yes.
Yeah, Sasha's movie. He did this amazing movie. And it's, I guess, a dream sequence. Just real quickly, because I just have to tell you guys, it's a dream sequence. Two young people are passing on the street. And all of a sudden, the camera changes to Tango on piers and in parks and on hillsides. And Sasha has composed this whole score for this film where it's just, you know, it's so beautiful. And then at the end, you see them just passing by. It was all a dream, you see. And such a music, amazing little movie. And anyway, so they're coming on April 18th. So we're going to hear a little bit of music in and out of the sequence. Now, first of all, I want Mike to talk a little bit about the event. And Mike, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. As I know that you're familiar with, Elizabeth, is that I originally intended that the art spaces at Le Coumbre were going to begin setting up Le Coumbre Plaza as an art center. And it is now actually, people are referring to it as an art zone. And we wanted to incorporate not just painting and sculpture and those sorts of things, but also dance and drama and music and other aspects of that. We've had Santa Barbara Opera there. And in this particular event that we're going to have, it's really, next Friday, it's really going to be special. We're going to have one of the members of the music group, The Platters, is going to be there performing. And as you may or may not remember, The Platters, big group from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They did The Great Pretender, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Only You, many, many big hits. And so this gentleman, Ron, is going to be there. And is going. He's actually a very good friend of one of our artists. And so he is going to come and perform at the beginning of the night. And then we're going to have State Street Ballet is going to be doing a performance. And similar to what they did in November, they're going to be actually painting with their feet as they are dancing. And people loved it in November. And the good thing this time is there won't be rain like there was in November. So that's good. And then to top the show off, not the show, it's not a show, but to top the evening off is going to be Nomad Tango and Miriam and Leonardo. And it's, I know that in January when they were there, people absolutely loved it. And I'm looking forward to, again, in January it was raining, so this time with no rain, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic, because it was great, even though there was rain and people just, I was unbelievable how much people loved it last time. So it's going to be an amazing evening with great singing, ballet dancing, and tango dancing. I think it's going to be something people have never seen before at an art event here in town.
So, you know, so I had a background in ballet, Mike. How do you do that? Because, I mean, we were not allowed to dance on concrete. I know that. So, do you put down a floor for the ballet? Yes.
We put down a floor and we put down a canvas, and then they have, paint, not pots, but sort of like that they dip their feet in, their shoes in, and they get out there and they just make a painting. And it's just really amazing, actually. Just the combination of the two is really quite something.
And are they dancing a classical ballet?
Yes.
Amazing. I'm trying to think of the painting that Giselle, for example. I mean, I can't hardly imagine what that painting would look like. How interesting. Well, this, we're talking about the evening, and I just want to make sure that everybody hears this is on March 15th, so it's coming up real soon. And yes, it's at Lucumbra Plaza. It's in the evening. When do you start, Mike?
Okay, it starts at 5 o'clock and goes to 8 o'clock. The music performance will start probably around 5:15 or so. And that's next Friday.
So you have to come and join us. Richard's giving us a sign we got to go to quick break. I have some questions for Miriam and Leonardo. The first question I have, and I wonder if we could talk about that when we get back from the break. So you think you can dance, choreographers. So you're choreographing for the show. What does that entail? And that's one question I have. And then because you taught and because you are on these shows, for example, Superstars, Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, etc., I want to know, in your world, in the world of tango, how do you recognize artistry? How do you recognize talent? Because you're right there on the forefront. So how do you recognize that gentleman or that woman has a tremendous capability, even though maybe the training isn't there? How do you recognize talent is the question for you. Richard, let's go to quick break. I want to talk a little bit about the method of choreographing for tango. And then I want to talk about these wonderful stars of the genre, how they recognize talent in fellow dancers and also novices, amateurs. How you recognize talent? Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Mentirosa, mentirosa. Todo lo que me has hecho pasar. Penas, llanto con otro lo has de pagar. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm speaking with two wonderful internationally known tango artists, Miriam Larici and Leonardo Barrio Nuevo. They're coming to Santa Barbara to dance on March 15th at Lucumbra Center for the Arts. It's in the mall there, and Mike Cregan, the founder of the spaces, because now there's 8 spaces for the arts at the plaza. Fantastic. We had some interesting comments from Miriam and Leonardo about how they recognize talent, what they look for. Miriam was saying, as a novice student walks, just how the student walks is indication of talent. Fantastic thought. Mike, have you any questions for the artists?
Sure. Here's a question. And that is, in painting and sculpture, there is something that is in each piece that's being expressed, that is expressed. I mean, for example, if you see the Mona Lisa in person, you quickly discover that the image is not the thing, that there is something intangible and emotional that's transmitted very strongly to you. And it's the thing, I think, that makes that a very unusual and amazing painting. What is it that tango expresses?
It always depends on the interpreter, of course. Mm-hmm. And we as dancers, we try to listen to the music and feel the emotion that the music gives you. And our best way, with the full heart, we try to translate that to the movement. So it's not only a choreography. For example, I will put example of a choreography. You can create a piece where you put all the emotions in order to tell a story. But mm-hmm. also each emotion has to have their own emotion inside. So each movement has to tell something. You are telling a story in a piece, right? So some songs will not have a story, will have different emotions flowing. And that's the beauty of it. Depending on the song, you will choose, as an artist, you will choose what to tell, a story or just a combination of emotions.
Mm-hmm. I think mostly in tango, singing, dancing, or music, represents a lot life moments, real life, like struggles, fighting, competition, passion, feelings, sometimes happy feelings and romance, but a lot of drama. If you think the song's lyrics, it's a lot of drama, sadness. Tango was created by the immigrants from Europe when they came to Argentina, and they mixed with the locals, and they were having a lot of sadness and missing their own country and their own culture, and creating a new culture with the locals. So it's a lot of sad feelings as well as passion and love and romance, all mixed.
Ah, very good. Now, when you choreograph something and you're working with some dancers, and you have an idea behind the choreography of what you're trying to accomplish, emotion or story-wise, is this something that you go through with the dancers, or do you let them develop their own interpretation of it, or how do you approach that?
We normally, depending on the dancer, we said, okay, this couple, this dancer, is good for this type of emotion. For example, if somebody is like sad, we are not going to put the happy feeling at the song. So we try to first focus on them, what they are good to do for. And then we start the music scouting. So we start listening to song, until we find, okay, this is the song for this person, not other song. So from there, we start working and we feel the music. We try to connect with the person, and then we create a routine, all based in emotions and trying to tell a story. So it's easier for the other dancer to interpret what we are trying to say. Because when you try to translate only emotions, it's hard, because we have our own emotions, they have their own. So we try to put our emotions in movements. So with this movement, try to feel it this way. So that way they understand the story and they translate to the emotion.
Mm-hmm. How do you make a balance between what the dancer wants to express and what your original vision for the choreography wanted to express?
Dancers are like, so we hear the song, sometimes we have the story, sometimes we have the song, and then we tell them, okay, in this act, you are this character. You have to represent this type of character. Here you are the tough guy, and you are the romantic women, and you are getting together. So you have struggles. If we create the story and the situation, and they have to be acting and expressing, sometimes they get that feeling from their own real life, from the past, from the present, so they can put it on the dance and the moves. Is that not only moves, but each movie is telling stories.
Ali, go ahead.
I wanted to ask them, because if you talk about the intangible that you see when you watch tango, to me the most moving part is how they say intimacy of the dancers. That's what makes it tango in some way. You're not dancing a valse and talking. You're really, it's a very intimate moment to dance a tango. And now you have a tango show with all this choreography. How do you manage to mix those two aspects of tango in a stage setting?
Yeah, like Miriam was saying, you create a bubble, correct? When you embrace, when you hug, that's the intangible feeling, because you create your own bubble. And there are two different worlds. Connection for the social dancing and just for you and your partner, and when you work with an audience. Sometimes when you work with an audience, the hardest part is to, that's what we try to do all the time, we create the bubble, but with it aiming towards the audience. We don't let the audience like affect our own story. We still feel it very intimate, but the moment that we process and we create a routine, it's not just for us, it's intent to be shared with the audience.
We are.
I have to say that we reached a time where we have to leave, but I want to just do another shout out. It's March 15th at La Cumbre Plaza at 5, and that's when the show starts. So come and see these beautiful performers. And I think it's free, isn't it, Mike? It's free?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's free. Come and enjoy the performance. And thank you, Miriam and Leonardo. Ali, thank you, Mike. Thank you for being here and helping me out. I appreciate it. That is going to be a fantastic evening. March 15th. Be there.
Thank you for having
me. Bye, guys. Oh, yeah.